Welcome to Shabbat Shalom with Shmuel. New year, new start. As you all know, I was appointed as the director of CFOIC, and today, this year, I'll try to bring you a different approach of the weekly portion by me. All the different commentaries and explanations were given by Jewish rabbis, sages, and different thoughts that I had or others. If you have any questions, this is the place. Write back to me, and I'll try to reply everything. Today, we're starting a new book, the book of Genesis, with Parashat Bereshit, Genesis. And as we all know, the Torah, the books of Moses, starts with Bereshit. God created the world. And the first commentary, the first question that was written by the most famous, notorious rabbi, Rashi, who has commentary of all the different parts of the Torah and the Bible, and he asks this question in the name of Rab Isaac, and he says as follow: we know that the Torah is going to be the guidebook to our life. The Bible is there to tell us how to live. Why was it so important to start the story with the creation of the world? Why creation? You want us to be guided by life, by this Torah, by this Bible. We need to know what to do. Give us the first mitzvah, the first command, so we will know how to act. But no, it decides to start with the creation of the world. And the answer, the surprising answer, maybe the answer that's not going to be surprising if you're following CFOIC, Christian Friends of Israeli Communities, is as follows. He expresses, he declares to his people the strength of his work in order, and I'm reading from the text, that he might give them the heritage of the nations. For should the people of the world say to Israel, if somebody would ever say to you, the people of Israel, you are robbers, you stole the land, because you took in the force the land of the seven nations of Canaan, Israel may reply to them, all of the earth belong to the Holy One, blessed He. He created it, and He gave it to whom He pleased. When we will and gave it to us, we can hold this. Interesting. The very reason why the Torah starts with the story of the creation is to tell the world, to tell everybody, if you have any question, go to Him. He created the world. He gave it to His nation, to the people of Israel. And the question that the Ramban, Nachmanides, asked in reply to this says, but it's actually really important to know who created the world. Shouldn't we know that? And more than that, he asks us stronger questions. The nations could also say, so what? Your God created the world. God created the world. What does it mean about your possessions of the land? They can continue to ask that. But it teaches us a very strong educational mission. The message is as follows. The Torah, the Bible, starts with the thing that needs to be the most important for us. The knowledge we need to know is to build our nation, the people need to live in this land. This is not just a territory to have some quiet with all the nations around us. This is a place that needs to be the place where we're going to live. Remember, we asked how God guides us in the world. The first guidance to the Jewish people, you need to live in the Jewish land, in Israel. That's the first mission we have. It's not a question about safety. It's not because this country is nice. It's not because the water is great or we have great fruits. It's because this is the place that needs to fit this nation. We know how important it is to be living in the country, and we were waiting for so many years of exile to come back to the land. It all starts here in Genesis. This place belongs to you. You need to live there, the Jewish people. More than that, if the people of the nations don't understand it, at least we need to remember this. If this is so important that the Bible starts with it, at least we will be convinced how it's important and crucial. Maybe if we will be so convinced, the world is going to follow. I know you, Christian friends of Israeli communities, friends and supporters do. Now let's wait for the world. Funny enough, in the year 1936, when Ben-Gurion stood in front of the field committee about the land of Israel, he was asked, "What do you have as a proof that your connection to the land?" He was standing there, it was a court, and he had the Bible in front of him. He took the Bible and said, "I don't need to have any proofs. That's the strongest proof. That's the evidence. This place is ours because it was promised by the divine." That the book of Genesis starts with this important message, and that's a message to all of us. We know that we are here, and you support this. Shabbat Shalom.